Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So the Knicks and the Sixers tonight in this very physical series in a Game 5 where I believe the Knicks just, they're going to win. They have to win. You can't go back to Philadelphia. You can't give them any life. But, you know, in watching this series, seeing last night a flagrant foul situation with Bam Adebayo and Jason Tatum, seeing the endings to some of these games and what you had with the Nuggets and the Lakers and that final shot where Anthony Davis was falling into the bench. I have to say, the NBA has gotten a ton of criticism recently, and rightfully so, and I don't know if the ratings are going to reflect any of this, but the regular season has been a mess. There hasn't been a lot of defense that's played. You don't feel like the stars care. The playoffs so far in the first round, the intensity of these series has been better than I can remember in a long time.
Well, it's almost like NHL-esque.
But it is.
You're not supposed to be hitting in basketball the way you're hitting in hockey. But, you know, I will say for the Knicks team that we have watched this season, they have played their ass off all season long.
Sure.
They had some bad games here and there and bad loss here and there. That's going to happen to every team in the league just because of, you know, the amount of games that you play and the different situations that players find themselves in. But this Knicks team, especially when they lost Mitchell Robinson, OG Anunoby, and, of course, Julius Randle, they won 50 games. And they won 50 games on sheer, to me, effort. Effort on defense. You know, everybody can shoot threes. Everybody can stand in the corner, throw it to the open guy, and let him shoot it. Not every team is going to put themselves in a position where they are going to hustle every night and play defense. And that's exactly what the Knicks have done. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, now all of a sudden I can appreciate the team again.
Yeah, and I also think you can appreciate just playoff basketball again as a whole. And we see it with the Knicks, as you say, through the regular season. But most teams don't play as hard as the Knicks in the regular season. And it's just, I think this is a, like the NBA with their silly in-season tournament. Some fans liked it, whatever.
The Lakers won it.
Right, the Lakers won it, and now they get swept.
How are we doing now?
Oh, no, they get swept. It was 3-1, 4-1.
You know, the amazing, insulting thing about that in-tournament thing,
yeah,
it's about one thing. It's about players making more money.
Yeah.
That's what that was about. That was, you know, you can say whatever you want about making a part of the regular season and a couple teams played one more game than everybody else, but they were getting paid for that game. You know, it's like, it's the whole thing about the live golf. You know, we want to grow golf. No, you don't. You really want to grow the pot. And that's great. You want to make more money and you want to go play, you know, in Australia and you want to play in New Zealand. You want to play in these other parts of the world that seem to embrace it. Fine. Good. Great. Go and do it. But, you know, it's not about growing the game.
No.
It's about growing the pot. And, you know, Adam Silver said, okay, we have a problem. In the middle of the season, our teams look exhausted. They don't really play hard. And, you know, I think the fans are somewhat upset by that. And we're going to have this in-season tournament where, you know, players can make more money. That's all it is.
Yep. And they try to couch it in a different way. And it's for the fans. It's for this. It's for that. No, it's not really. But whatever. We understand what pro sports is these days.
Are they going to unfurl the the banner with all the championship banners that the Lakers have?
They already did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
oh,
they already
it was kind of
that.
Embarrassing, right?
I mean, no, we talked about it at the time. It was like, it was pathetic. But this is my point, is that the NBA mostly has gotten criticism from a lot of sports fans, especially listeners of this radio station throughout the last number of years, and the ratings have been tanking for the NBA, and we talked about how on Christmas the NFL just came in and just punched them in the face. But I have to say, I got to give credit where credit's due. This has been a very, very entertaining first round, and not just with the Knicks and Sixers, which has been awesome and physical and rivalry and all this stuff, and Embiid is a villain, but throughout the league, it's been very, very entertaining.
Well, I'll say now, the next round, both in the NHL and the NBA, is going to be unbelievable.
Nut cutting time.
It's going to be unbelievable because you have basically 1, 2, and 3 over in the Western Conference already moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have the 2-3 matchup. That is going to be, to me, as amazing as Denver and Minnesota.
Yep, that's going to be a great series. Now, as far as the Knicks and their health, Bojan Bogdanovic is out tonight. Hopefully it doesn't affect them too much, and Mitchell Robinson is still questionable. Now,
you know what that means?
That he's not going to play.
No, it's Precious Achiuwa time.
Oh, Precious Achiuwa time. Yeah. I would love to see Mitch give it a shot, but
hey, you know what? I'm telling you, this team is more athletic. Well, he's athletic, but I just, for whatever reason, this group of players, that this is the group that kind of got the team to 50 wins.
Yeah,
that's going to be asked to play the bulk of the minutes tonight.
Yeah, and I would not expect to see Bojan again with that foot. I mean, if he's already ruled out and the way that it looked, I mean, I would not be surprised if there was a broken bone in there or something.
Oh, the Garden is going to be on fire tonight, man.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I wonder what the get-in-the-door price is now for the Garden.
I did turn down a ticket, so.
Did you?
I did. A friend of mine asked me to go.
Why'd you turn it down? Just too much? Too tired?
I'm like, ugh. You know, and I do want to. I want to watch them. I want to watch the Islanders tonight.
Yeah,
so I want to be able to see both games.
Right,
get the Mets and the Cubs. Get the Yankees and the Orioles. It's easier to follow all these games when you're at home.
I understand, but at the same time, I mean the main game
is the Knicks game. No question,
it's the Knicks.
Yeah, I know,
but I don't blame you. Listen, I don't blame you. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I told you I was rooting for the Islanders tonight.
I know.
Does that mean anything or no? That doesn't seem to...
No, I mean, you're rooting for the...
resonate for you.
No, I mean, it's for selfish reasons. I mean, you're not rooting for the Islanders because you want to see Matt do well. You want the Islander fan base and me to be happy. You're doing it for
No, I'm doing it for your happiness, and I want to... I am. I don't know if Matt will play tonight or not, but I'm rooting for him, and if he does play, and I'm rooting for them, and I'm rooting for you.
Oh.
I'm rooting for all my Islander friends out there.
Oh, thank you. So if you wanted to sit, let's see, in section 117.
I asked the guy who wanted me to go with him. I said, can I sell the ticket? Because they're going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, so section 117, row 7, which is mid-court. But you're back. Like, you're back, you know, you got the court side, then you got another group in front of you, and then you're up there. $2,953 a ticket. On StubHub. I mean, it's the place to be, man.
Yeah, it is. And that's when you know when it's the place to be, you know?
Yeah. Did you see, by the way, in the celebrity row of the last home game for the Knicks, game 2, it was Chris Rock, Ben Stiller, I forget who was on the other side, someone very famous, and then that Gary V that we had on the Super Bowl. Like, this guy got himself right down there.
Well, he's Mr. Positive. You know that.
Yeah, I know he's Mr. Positive.
Brings good energy.
He certainly does. But I was like, man, it was like all actors, and then Gary Vee found himself in there. He's a big Jets fan, too. But yeah, it was an interesting one. All right, let's go to Jose in New Windsor. What's going on, Jose?
Good morning, boys. Good morning. Getting ready for this Knicks playoff game tonight. You know, you guys were talking about earlier the intensity, and I think that over the last couple of years, the NBA has lost that. But I think what Embiid did to us with all those dirty fouls, it ignited that again. I can't stand these guys at the end of the game shaking hands, exchanging jerseys like they're best friends. I don't like Philly. I hate Boston. I hate Miami. I don't like their fans. My team should not like their players or hang out with them after the game. the game either. And I think today, hopefully, if it works out the way it works out for our Knicks fans, I don't want to see any one of our players shaking their hands. That team, the Philly team, should just walk back to the locker room, get on the bus down the turnpike, and get the hell out of town. I'll hang up and listen.
I like it, Jose. Jose's intense. I like it. I mean, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I will say this. I mean, these are games that you really look forward to. I mean, like, you wake up the morning of these games. Like, I know I'm going to feel this way, whoever the Rangers play in the second round, and I'm feeling this way about the Knicks. Like, you're excited about what's about to happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and there's nothing better than that. And to have a villain now is just awesome.
And here's the thing. So we're Knicks fans. We want this to end tonight.
Yeah.
But in the case that it doesn't, then it gets interesting. Like, you know, like, this is a game where the Knicks need to win this game, just like the Carolina Hurricanes need to win their game.
Sure.
Both teams need to close out right now. Get it over with.
Yeah, and the
But if they don't.
Yeah, I know. Then it's a little bit of a sphincter shrinkage. You know, I would say that the Hurricanes actually on the money line, I think, are a huge favorite
I'm
tonight.
I'm sure they are.
Where the Knicks are not quite as a big favorite. They're a 4-point favorite, the Knicks, but the Hurricanes are like minus 260.
I kind of feel like right now everything in the hockey world is like chalk.
Yeah.
It feels that way right now. And there's not a Cinderella that has really got a chance.
Yeah.
And the Islanders are probably the one Cinderella left where nobody is giving them a chance. And you just, like, you can't ever take anything for granted. These games are so impossible. Now, and you know the Hurricanes are going to come out and they're going to be flying on their ice. I know the mindset of the hockey fan.
Yeah.
And this is the way that the Knicks have got to come out tonight. Like, they can't, you know, they got to throw the first punch.
Yeah, so I'm looking at that picture. It's actually Spike next to Gary V, too. Spike Lee, obviously, not Spike Eskin. It's Chris Rock, Ben Stiller, Gary V, and Spike Lee. I mean, insane. He's a guy. It's good for him. I don't know how he gets the tickets down there. I thought that was just meant for, like, movie stars. But apparently Gary V, maybe it's because of that winetext.com that he used our video in that put him over the top.
Could have been, yes. I remember
that's why
that.
I was
yes.
able to get these courtside tickets. Manny is in Bloomfield. What's up, Manny?
Yeah, what's Gio? Yeah, I'm Boomer. Gio's trying to talk about the NBA, and you keep bringing up hockey. Nobody cares, Boomer.
No, you don't care, Manny. We got millions of hockey fans around here that do care and appreciate the sport, man. Manny, we're all winning right now. Everybody's got a team in the playoffs, I feel like, and you should enjoy it. Try to enjoy it. Try to embrace it. Try to embrace it, Manny. Come on, man. I mean, like, and you know what? Joel Embiid is like, he's like Tom Wilson. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's the villain on the Capitol. So you just got to keep hanging in there, keep pushing, keep fighting. And you know what? Maybe our Knicks will win tonight, right?
I'm not even a Knicks fan, but I...
Oh, you should be a Knicks fan. You should be buying in every... Right now, you should be buying in.
It's not football.
Are you a baseball fan?
I'm a Mets fan.
You're a Mets fan, okay, so?
They run the city. It's the Giants, Jets, it's the Knicks.
Manny, I love you, man, and you can have your opinion, but the Rangers are right there with them.
Nobody cares about hockey, Boomer.
I mean, Manny, welcome to my world right there where you're trying to talk and Boomer's just yelling about hockey over you.
Hey, I would tell Manny to turn on TV and what you want to see intensity. You want to see people going after each other? Just turn on the hockey playoffs.
Yeah, and I mean, no disrespect to my Islanders, but I mean, the Rangers have a special team so far this year.
And the Rangers also have a huge fan base.
Yeah, of course. And it's not just like some ho-hum playoff run. I mean, there are big expectations. It's a great team. I mean, this is, I'm not going to touch the cup, that stuff. But I mean, that is another reason why I think it's just an elevation in the fan base right now. This is not like, hey, they snuck in the playoffs and let's see what happens. This is like, they could win this thing.
You know, I would just say to Manny, like, you know, the NBA for the New York Knicks has sucked for 20 years.
Yeah.
And for the Nets, who tried to buy a championship, that turned out and that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought in these mercurial personalities that couldn't get it done. Right?
That's right. They didn't. Not only did they not get it done, it was a total flame out.
Exactly. Let's go to James and Whippity. James, what's happening?
Boomer, my man. No one cares about basketball.
That's unbelievable.
James, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, come on.
No, I care about it.
Yeah, no, we do. I mean, we've got, I mean, the great thing, and we've referenced 94 a million times, but I mean, the really great thing about that is you had both teams at the same time in a Stanley Cup final and an NBA finals. Now, one won, one didn't, but how cool was that?
And all I was a garden dweller the whole time.
Yep.
The whole time was at both series, both, you know, all the series for both teams, pretty much when they were at home. And I'll tell you, it's electric like it is now.
It's going to be
just beginning.
Right. It's going to be harder and harder to turn down those tickets, though. You know, when you get those offers, it's going to be harder. Until, like,
let's, remember, I was 32, 33 years old back then.
I understand.
You know, this is 30 years removed.
I know, but there's going to be, and you were at every one of the games. I'm not saying you're going to every one of the games now. But as the playoffs progress, Rangers and Knicks hopefully moving on, conference finals, stuff like that. I mean, when do you get the itch to get in there?
I got to explain something to you. As much as I love the Garden and love going to the Garden for games, it gets a little bit burdensome when you go to the Garden.
I know.
You know, and I've been invited to suites. I've been invited to great seats and everything else. And I spend 4 hours a day with you here talking about it all day.
I know.
And then it's another 3 hours at whatever game it is.
I understand. And for someone like me, like after that game, I'd have to end up staying in the city. I couldn't go all the way back to
Sayville
after the game, so which is a tough thing. So yeah, I mean, I know. I just figured that, you know, with all the memories that you had from us, I was in sixth grade in 1994. All the memories that you had from 94, like maybe you'd get that itch, maybe you'd get that I got to get back in there.
I was at Game 7 in Houston.
Yeah, that's right. You told me that, yeah.
So, I mean, like, that's how locked in I was.
Man, oh, man. And you just went down there just for the game. It's not like you had a speaking
engagement. No, I went down with six guys.
Wow.
And we were there for Game 7. We had to see it. We wanted to be a part of it.
Oof. That's got to be one of the worst.
It was, but it was also, like, I was so happy to do it because, you know, the Knicks were the Knicks, and it was Patrick Ewing, who he and I had the same agent. We were friends.
Yeah.
And I knew everybody on that team, and it was great. You know, it was great. Just like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, in 94 when you get a chance to meet Mark Messier and you see all the cups that he had already had and won.
Yeah.
And what he was trying to accomplish. That's, you know, that was a special time. And I think right now I feel the kind of the same kind of energy.
Let's go to Matt down in Florida. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Really pumped up about tonight's game. Can't wait to watch it. Boomer, I had an idea. I know you mentioned the other day that Rempe is probably not going to play the next series, especially if they play Carolina. Knicks should sign him to a one-day contract today. He's about 6 days. He can hang. Put him right out there first shift. You want to talk about Embiid throwing elbows? Rempe right to the smack. Right to the dome. Take him out. New York, baby. That's how we do it.
That's exactly right.
Listen, Matt, I love it, but all kidding aside, you can't get dragged into the nonsense tonight because you know.
You just got to play your game, man.
You know the Sixers are going to try to do that. That's all they got left is to play dirty and try to drag it down to the lowest common denominator.
But here's the one thing I do like is that these guys are not backing down. I mean, they're hanging in. I mean, they're, like I told you, I believe that Jalen Brunson's playing like a fullback. Now, he's the quarterback of the team for sure. But, you know, when you go down the lane and you know Embiid's going to be standing down there, and they're going to be hacking and whacking and pushing and elbowing. It takes a lot of guts to go down there, and that's the way he's playing. So our team is not backing down at all.
No, and I love the fact that the game is tonight. We don't have to wait two days in between. It's just awesome. All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
I'm Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back with us. He's got another update. What's up, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I think if I saw it right, so yesterday was the two-year anniversary of the Mets' combined no-hitter. I believe. And if it wasn't yesterday, then it was Sunday, but right around there. And then you had Luis Severino went out last night at Citi Field and was putting up zeros through seven innings. Had a no-hitter into the eighth. Dansby Swanson broke it up with a soft single, a little line drive flare over Francisco Lindor.
And if he's not playing for the Braves, he's playing for the Cubs. He's killing us.
Yeah, I know.
That's fair.
I mean, when he came up, I was like, of course, this is going to be the guy. He has been a pain in the ass, and it was. Now, it wasn't like a double off the wall. It was a
flare. It was a dog fart. What was it?
No, duck snort.
A duck snort.
A duck snort.
Well,
duck fart.
It's a duck snort.
It was a snort.
Kind of now become a duck fart.
Oh man! Did this guy send me wrong information?
So they show you the run that scores. I'll play it for you because it's Joey Wendell at third base, first and third, and a man out, and he went for the double play with the infield in rather than going home.
Bush at third, Mervis at first, one out, we're in the eighth. Severino about to deliver pitch number 97. It's on the way, and it's a broken bat, roll it to third. Wendell up with it, fires to second, one, McNeil to first, not in time, and the tying run scores.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose with the call on WCBS 880. We'll get back to that play in just a moment. So the no-hitter was gone a couple of batters previous. Now the shutout's gone as well. Then you go to the ninth in a 1-1 game. You bring on Edwin Diaz, and he made a bad pitch.
3-1 pitch. Morrell hits it high in the air to deep left field. Nimmo going back at the wall, and it is gone. Over the Great Wall of Flushing beyond the 358 mark.
Made it 3-1 Cubs. Yeah. Cubs win 3-1. Howie Rose again on WCBS 880. Going back to Severino's outing, so eight innings, one run, one hit, five walks, five strikeouts, did walk a couple. Here was Carlos Mendoza, really thought he had a chance.
Yeah, I think it was after the sixth when he was at 70-some pitches. You know, I'm just like, okay, he's got a few pitches in the tank here. You know, we're going to go inning by inning, and he looked good, you know. But, you know, I think after the sixth, I look up and, you know, saw how many pitches he had, and thought he had a chance.
And saw the zeros on the board, too. Now, here was Wendell in terms of the play he made rather than come home for that first tying run that the Cubs would score.
Obviously, looked at the replay. We had him at home. I had an opportunity to get him at home, but I also felt I had an opportunity to, you know, end the inning, and that's the decision I made, and, you know, unfortunately, the wrong one.
Yeah, my bad, as they say. And then here was Severino, so he walks off the mound. And now, remember, prior in that inning, he got hit at first base in the back of the leg on the play he had to go cover for, but was okay. Wound up pitching a little longer. He got a.
I'll tell you what, he looks good.
He looks phenomenal. He looks the guy like the guy from a few years ago.
He does, and he looks to me looks a little bit bigger than he was. I don't know if that's the uniform or what, but he looks great.
Well, here he was walking off to the standing ovation.
That's the thing about New York, you know. If you're doing good, you're going to get something like that. If you're doing bad, you're going to get a lot of boos. So they're straight to you, and I like that kind of thing about, you know, the fans. So, you know, every time I go out there and I do my job, they're going to it's gonna be like that.
I didn't see the Giants start, but I think he had a no-hitter going into the fifth inning of that game, too. So it's like back-to-back.
Three starts in a row where he's been gone six innings or longer.
Yep, he's been outstanding, but the Mets do lose 3-1. Tonight, Sean Manaea, the start on WCBS 880 at 710. Just a couple from the Yankees. You had the home run from Gunnar Henderson in the first inning to put Baltimore up 1-0. The Yankees do nothing offensively, and then several innings later.
1-1, the pitch. Swung on back up the middle. There's Volpe. He bobbles the ball behind second. No play. Henderson scores from third. And Santander is over at first. Baltimore takes a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, the old boot at shortstop with two outs allows the extra run to come in. But again, the Yankees were doing nothing. And they get shut out 2-0. Here's Aaron Judge. Isn't it kind of nuts that with this lineup, you guys have been shut out five times already and we're not out of April?
I haven't really thought much of it. You know, we got a great lineup. We got a great team. You know, guys are getting on base. You know, we're having great at-bats. You know, it's part of the season. Things like that happen. You know, we never want it to happen, but all I got to do is get ready for tomorrow.
He went 0-for-8 with runners in scoring positions. Clark Schmidt, a tough loss. 5 2/3, allows just one run, but he does get the L. Grayson Rodriguez, 4-1 now with that win. Nestor Cortez, Dean Kramer tonight on the Fan at 5:55. O's now 18-10. The Yankees, 19-11. Now, we talk a lot about their near no-hitter. Not that it's that close to seventh. Not like Severino got into the ninth with a no-hitter, but still. You had something similar go on in Seattle late last night where the Mariners were playing the Braves. You had Bryce Miller take a no-hitter into the seventh against Atlanta.
Top of the order and Acuna. He grounds this up the middle, off the glove of Moore, and that is the first hit of the ball game.
And so that got snapped in the seventh. The difference here, the Mariners still won the game. They came back. Mitch Garver hit a two-run homer in the eighth. They beat the Braves by the score of 2-1. And then I'm going to give you a little trivia here. A little multiple choice, if you will.
Okay.
Last night, the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 8-4. They were struck out as a team, the Dodgers, how many times? This goes back to 2006. And it's extreme. 0, 9, or 17 times?
17 times.
Yeah, I was going to say 17.
0.
Oh!
First time since 2006 the Dodgers have played a game and have not struck out in a game.
You know what?
That's a long time.
You made it sound like it was so extreme, so I guess 0 is extreme.
I would say in this day and age, it's very extreme.
17
yeah,
would be extreme.
Yes,
too.
Both would. That's why I figured it was a pretty good
the
number.
The Yankees
I gave
may
you.
Do that this year.
The Yankees could do that this
yes.
year. They might do that tonight, as a matter of fact. Who knows? Tonight at the Garden, you got Game 5 for the Knicks and the 76ers. We know Bogdanovich is out. Not sure about Mitchell Robinson, though. I don't think he's going to play, but then again, we'll find out. They have a 3-1 series lead looking to close out the Sixers tonight in 5. The Nuggets did exactly that in terms of kicking the Lakers to the curb.
6 on the clock. Murray, jumper. No good. Rebound, Gordon. Wants to go back up. Dribbles out of trouble. Murray, 3. Come on now. Come on. It's up 2.
Now, the Lakers would tie it, but it would be Murray again with the what turned out to be the game-winning jumper kind of sliding to his left off balance, and the Nuggets beat L.A. 108-106, win the series in 5. Here's Michael Murray, their head coach, who says, we are just scratching the surface.
We can get better, and we're going to have to be better because Minnesota was the number one team in the West for most of the year. And, you know, that's going to be a hard-fought series. I'm sure they're going to want revenge from last season.
I'm talking about the T-Wolves and how good they've been. In terms of L.A., here was Darvin Ham. He's on the hot seat, as they say, after losing in 5.
What would you point your finger to moving forward that this group needs to get to where it wants to be?
Stay healthy. Stay healthy. You take a lot of flack for your rotations and all of that, but rotations are secondary. The primary is health.
And I think he's talking a lot about Anthony Davis playing banged up. But did you see Anthony Davis post game by any chance?
No.
He looked like John Lennon.
He had the glasses, the
yes,
colored glasses, yeah,
and the weird looking hair.
Yeah,
it's quite the image.
You know,
kind of funny actually.
When I think about that, part of this series, LeBron was screaming at his coach.
Yes, I know, for not challenging a play
and all this other stuff. And I always say, you got to be careful about what the players are asking you to do from the field. Like, throw the red challenge flag when you're in the NFL, or use up one of your challenges when you know, in fact, that the challenge is going to go against you. And just to try to, take care of your player's sentiment.
Yeah.
So, that coach is gone. Either he's gone or LeBron is going somewhere else.
They've had what? So, Frank Vogel was there.
Yeah.
They've had, I don't know who would be before that, but they've had like three coaches in 5 years, haven't they?
Yeah, and I mean, where's LeBron going to go? Honestly.
Nowhere. He's going to be in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when he's asked that question, is this your last game as a Laker? And he's deceptive about it. No one wants him.
Unless he went back to Cleveland to wrap things up.
Well, yeah, that's true. That would be the one place.
That would not shock me. Especially when Donovan Mitchell's in Brooklyn.
Huh. Possibility.
Maybe LeBron will come to Brooklyn. He'll bring back Kevin Durant.
LeBron's coming to the Knicks. I've always said that. He's gonna wrap up there.
No way.
So it's three Luke Walton in 2019, Vogel, and then Ham. So three coaches last 5 years for the Lakers. All right, Celtics Heat game 4, and Boston takes a commanding lead.
Final minute now. Holiday for Jaylen in the corner. He'll pull it back. Run time off that clock, being guarded by Tyler Hero. Jaylen spins on Hero, kick to the corner, Horford extra pass. How about a Derek White three that finishes the deal?
Yeah, it sure did. He had 38 points last night. He was the main cog, as they say. Celtics win 102-88 in Miami, where it's all about culture, as we know.
Culture.
Yeah. Kristaps Porzingis did leave the game with a calf injury, but White was the star. Here was Jason Tatum on what he did.
It's great to be on a team like this that is deep and talented on both ends of the floor, and that on any given night we can have a guy like that erupt and win us a playoff game.
Yeah, pretty good as they take a 3-1 series lead and head home for Game 5 where they can close it out. And the Thunder would close it out last night as they are the best team no one talks about.
5 to shoot. Dub cranks a long 3 straight away. Looks good. It is. Cha-ching, a Thunder money ball. Jaylen Williams rises and rips the cords. His first 3 tonight comes at a most opportune time, giving him 18 and the Thunder their largest lead tonight, 88-82. 4:10 to play.
Getting a lot in there.
Rises and rip the cords.
That's what he said.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That was a Thunder radio. Jaylen Williams, 3 of his 24. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 24 as well. They shut out the Pelicans. They sweep the Pelicans with the 97-89 win. Here were the Thunder players. I guess there were two or three of them on NBA TV afterwards.
You taught me how to bark. You said you can't go in lightly. You can't tiptoe in. So you guys want to give a bark to end this interview or what?
Yeah, why not?
Congratulations, you guys.
I guess they're dogs now, too.
Everybody's a dog.
Man, I'll tell you what. Tommy Lugauer started a whole thing, and man, didn't he? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so you got them. You got the Yankees, right? They're doing the dog barking thing. Because we had Susan barking.
How do you do, Verdugo? He barks.
By the way, someone sent that to me that the Yankees posted when Verdugo hit the home run the other day. Verdugo Vergonzo.
Really?
I'm almost certain of it. Yeah. That was mine.
Yeah, I know it was. And also, you were Verdugo Vergon,
which is also, maybe that's what it was, Verdugo Vergon. But it was very close to what we were doing here, yeah. Tonight in Raleigh, you got the Islanders and the Hurricanes.
Raleigh.
Yeah, that too. The Isles down 3-1, looking to get this thing back to UBS Arena for a Game 6 that I know Boomer's going to go to and sit in the box. So that'll be kind of cool if you can make your appearance on Thursday. Chiefs give Travis Kelce a 2-year extension, $34 million. Looks like $17 million fully guaranteed for this year, and then will be fully guaranteed next year if he's on the roster, I guess, April, May, whenever that is. Michael Gallup goes from the Cowboys to the Raiders, and the Cowboys signing Ezekiel Elliott as the big guy's coming back.
All right, thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It is going to be a busy weekend for the Boomer and Geo crew. It all kicks off on Friday night with Boomer and Geo Live 3 with Cheese at White Eagle Hall. It's going to be massive, and we are so excited for this. We have two special surprise guests. I mentioned yesterday I don't want to talk about those guests on the air because I want to be a surprise for the people.
You know, I am working on a third guest.
Yeah, I know, which would be really,
and
really
this
cool.
Person decides to show up, it would be amazing.
Yeah, and
just for a lot of different reasons, and if they do decide to show up and they walk out on that stage, I think people are just gonna love it.
Oh,
but we'll see.
100%. Also, I think the two guests that we have lined up already, people are going to love when they show up. So this is going to be a really good one. I have a lot of great stuff planned. We are doing a talent show. So I'll be playing the guitar and singing. Al's going to be singing. Boomer's going to, for the first time since high school, and I know he's been working hard on this. So give him a break if you're there at White Eagle Hall. We don't know how it's going to sound. He won't play it for me. But for the first time since high school, Boomer will be playing the clarinet. So it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I was in the woodwind section of the band.
I cannot wait for that. So that's me, Al, and Boomer are going to square up. Mono. In this talent show and see how we do.
Yeah, I am really happy with my song parody.
All right, good.
Yeah, very excited.
All right, good.
It.
Which is what, so we're all really doing, well, Boomer's doing something he hasn't done in a long time, but like I'm going to, you know, play the guitar the way I play the guitar. Al's going to do a song parody. So we're really going back to our roots here. That's what this is. We're going back to our roots.
I played bluegrass guitar.
I'm going to play some bluegrass guitar for everybody. Al's a song parody guy. He's doing a song parody. And you going all the way back to East Islip High School in the late 70s.
Timber
Point Elementary.
Yes.
In the early
70s? 70s, yes.
Early 70s.
Yes.
With the clarinet.
And my little clarinet box. I had to put it together.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That thing drove me crazy.
Yep, and we got you a brand new one, by the way. We got you a brand new clarinet. So I don't know what you've been practicing on, but Emily's got you a brand new clarinet. Let's go to Richie, who's in Connecticut. What's going on, Richie?
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a quick question for Boomer.
Yeah.
So now that Boomer has gone full-time weekday Boomer, I was wondering if that's going to open up to be a little more unfiltered on Mr. Joe Biden these days.
That's a good question, Richie.
Yeah, that is a good question. Who is that, by the way?
Yeah, but all right. So not the specifics of the politics, but yeah. Like because...
Yeah, by the way, like I told you yesterday, for 22 years, my bosses over there never ever said, you have to say this, do it this way. You know, you can't have that opinion. And there were a lot of controversial topics we talked about.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I appreciated most about the people that I work for, that was the culture. The culture was, is you give your opinion. That's why you're here. And we value your opinion, even though we may not agree with it. And there were a lot of different controversial conversations that we ended up getting into. And everybody just said, be you. Be who you are and, you know, say what you believe. So that was the beauty of those 22 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just like I was here, the same thing. Nobody's ever come in here and said, don't say that.
Right. And I mean, it's not like, and I'm sure Eddie has, you know, proof of these things. It's not like Boomer has really been, like, careful with the stuff he's talked about around here. You know, he's gone a little bit rogue. Yeah, a little bit edgy.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, that's why we're here.
Exactly.
Jesus.
To push the limit a little bit, so.
Vaginoplasty.
Example A.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go. Let's go to Eddie in Rockland. Oh, the great Eddie in Rockland. What's up, man?
Hey. What's happening, fellas?
Hey.
Boomer, congratulations, extension, and to everybody else. You know.
Well, thank you very much, Eddie. We appreciate that.
All right. Now, I got a question for you. You know, Mr. McConnell wormed out of the bike outing, and he said he just totally forgot. And it's not about that. It's about, you know, you're there. You're the guy. These guys should be signed up a year ahead of time. You should get, like, a chart. And get these guys' names on things that, yeah, I'm going to do it next year. That's what he's saying. But my point is, he's complaining about, he used to go to these events that you guys are having on Friday. Now, if he goes, I'll go, right? And make him do a little dance on stage to your fiddle, to your little clarinet. Let him dance, dress him up as a Norwegian little girl and let him do clock his heels or something. Use him like that. I'm coming out, man.
Well, Eddie, it's interesting. You know, we had not thought about McMonagle really at all to be a part of this.
Yeah, once he backed out of the bike tour, he became an afterthought.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Same thing with Pete Hoffman. You know, anybody... You know, and we had thought about Pat Boyle, obviously, Sean Morash. Peter Schwartz got too expensive for us. I mean, really, that's the truth. Like, it just had gotten too expensive.
It's
I
just
couldn't.
Too much. It's just, you know what, with him, there's always an issue. There's always a problem, you know, whether it be the Uber that gets pulled over or gets stuck on the LIE.
Well, it got in an accident.
Yeah, whatever. I mean.
And that tanked my Uber rating to the point that sometimes these drivers, they just cancel on me now because I have this terrible Uber rating because he didn't handle it the right way.
He's going to want access to some sporting event.
Well, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
You know? And then once, yeah. Just leave it at that. It's just, it got too expensive. He got out of our price range. Like, he had gotten to the point where he got too expensive at the things he was asking for.
I mean, we could have given him a Chili's gift card. I think he would have been happy with that.
I don't know, man. You think about all the other stuff with the Joe Douglas and the Sean Winters having that great day. And then we sent him to the outdoor game at MetLife with the Rangers and the Islanders. Like, he's been, you sent him to the Hall of Fame game. Like, I don't think the Chili's gift card works anymore with him. This is what I'm saying. Like,
oh, I see.
And by the way, this year he's also getting 8 Legends tickets to a game. So there's been a lot of stuff he's gotten. I'm thinking, what else?
You dressed him up as in a singlet and smeared marshmallow.
He got all those things. But yeah, this is what I'm saying. To ask him to do something else, it just now is going to get like a... See, like Sean Morash, he's not asking for anything. He's having fun. He's part of the team. He's doing it.
He's growing his brand when you think about it.
Right. So with Peter, he just gets very, you know, just gets very expensive.
It does. But then again, that's our fault because we set the tone that we were going to give him something. Now he always wants something.
Absolutely right. It's like feeding a stray cat. Like, it's just going to keep coming back, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to keep going.
I know
back.
What you're saying.
But he's very smart because he doesn't immediately say yes. He's like, well, you know, and then that makes you have to offer.
Peter knows what he's doing.
Genius.
He really is. He is an underrated genius when it comes to those things. But that's why we had to put a stop to it. It was just like, I can't. It's just too. It's he's gotten becoming too expensive.
Is this the right word, Eddie? Maybe. Is he a schnurr?
Oh, yes. Professional.
Okay. Professional schnurr.
Yes. Approaching Goniff.
Okay. All right.
Dennis down in Baltimore. What's up, Dennis?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right, Dennis, what's happening?
Not much. Hey, I'm a Long Island guy, South Shore, but I've been living in Baltimore for about 17 years. And before I get to my Baltimore story, I just want to tell you guys, I really enjoy all the golf stories and stuff. I actually coach high school golf down here. And Boomer, my 17-year-old, next year is going to UMD, so we're really excited about
that. Oh, nice. Well, congratulations.
And listen, down here in Baltimore, I'm listening on the Odyssey app, so I'm a little bit behind. But you guys were talking about the Baltimore Orioles being a different team, and they're really coming along. I think the new ownership also will play into a big factor of that, because obviously with the two new owners, after the first game, I don't know if you guys heard this story, they won opening day, and there's a little pub across the street from the stadium that people all gravitate to. The two owners went over there, got everyone to be quiet for a second, and introduced themselves to everyone that was there hanging out, drinking, and bought everybody a beer. So in the past, Angelos never really wanted to spend money, but it looks like these two new guys might actually keep this talent for a little while and actually have a long run like you guys were talking about this morning.
Oh, yeah, 100%. By the way, you know who else does stuff like that is John Ledecky.
Oh, yeah.
The owner of the Islanders kind of does similar stuff. It's a little bit smaller, I'm sure, but he is like the face of the franchise, walks around the building, says hi to the fans, and he really does get involved. There is no question about that, and he's always pushing the Islander brand, which I can totally appreciate.
Yeah, and the thing about Ledecky is he's been the same since that ownership group took over, the first day to now, and that's going to be the key for the new Orioles owners. Like, it's easy to come in, be the new guy, everybody hated Angelos, and now you're doing everything right. It's the consistency now every single year.
I think Steve Cohen has done some of that. Yeah. I think he's walked around and said hello to the fans. I know his wife has gotten involved. Sure. The community aspect of it all, I think they're kind of trying to do the right thing. The problem is that they're spending the most money in baseball, and they don't have a team that reflects the amount of money that they've spent. You see what I'm saying? Because they went down that free agent path last year, and it basically blew up in their faces. But they were able to try to rebuild. They're younger, and they're with their youth and everybody in the minor leagues. But I still think he's a fan first. And if you're the new owners of the Orioles, like I was telling you, and I know people down there that are Oriole fans, they appreciate what these owners have done. And they appreciate the amount of money that they spent to buy the team. And the fact that they go to a local bar, introduce themselves, and buy a beer for the fans in there, those fans had to love it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're still talking about it a couple weeks later, right? Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.